Gather round, my name is Uncle Ron, you've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day in running and growing my businesses with those exact same marketing methods. This week, we are talking about how I am doing content planning right now. We have seen a change in the landscape of organic search. We have seen changes in algorithms in social media. Facebook is constantly tweaking their algorithm. Twitter is a dumpster fire right now. People are leaving in mass exodus over all kinds of reasons, not the least of which are ads and bots. We are seeing people consuming media in different ways. Artificial intelligence has had a major impact on this. It has changed my personal website traffic numbers. The good news for me is that we are still doing the same number of deals each month. We're generating more revenue month over month. October was an absolute banner month for my insurance business. Most insurance agencies are not telling you that right now because the marketplace is very difficult. When you take action and work on long tail phrases, people can still find you whether they're using traditional search, AI search tools, social media, referrals. All of those things are in place for them to consume. I talked yesterday about the need to focus on longer tail search phrases, getting specific with those questions that people are asking, getting specific with location information, because the way things work in Dallas-Fort Worth are not the same way that they work in El Paso on the other end of the state. They have some different needs. Some different questions about how their policies work. We are leveraging that to our advantage. The question that people always ask me is, how do you find great long tail phrases? How do I find those very specific questions that people want answers to? The first thing I'm going to tell you is that traditional SEO tools are not really great at this. They are focused on big words. They are focused on big traffic. I don't need 20,000 website hits a month for me to have record sales. What I do need are 65 prospects that are seeking the right thing that we are completely dialed in on providing to the people around us. I know that if we get those 65 at-bats, we are going to have a big month because that niche that we're operating in is in desperate need of our help. What we have done is taken the questions and the problems that these people are experiencing and asking us, and we are turning those into content. I told you that I did a trade show last week. It's why we recycled content here on the podcast. We were belly to belly, face to face with people who could buy from us inside our niche. This was not the boat show. This was a hyper-specific trade show that had approximately 1,200 people at it. Those 1,200 people were all feeling the same pain, the same problems, the same confusion because of specific items that are in the marketplace. They were giving us deeper insight into what they were dealing with. A gentleman came up to us at our booth and said, "I need your help right now. I got an insurance renewal and we got a 100% rate increase. Their rate doubled." He wanted to know why his rate had gone up by 100%. That's a question I can answer. Why is my insurance going up 100% at its renewal? I didn't have claims. We had people tell us that their health insurance had terrible networks and they couldn't find doctors for their people to go see, and it was costing them an arm and a leg. Can I address that long tail phrase situation with content? Absolutely, in more than one way. We have to talk about, are you paying too much? We have to talk about, is your network access bad? We are going to talk about what you can do if your network access is bad. Are there options? Are there ways to get your costs down? You get the idea. they were giving us incredible insight as to what they were thinking and the questions that they need answers to. You need to be using the conversations that you're having with the people who are reaching out to your office and using that to create the content, the plan that you are going to make. We've got a new producer who has come on to do sales for us. He's working in an adjacent niche that's experiencing some of the same pain. He's new to insurance and he doesn't know what those pain points are. One of the things that I told him to do is he was beginning to reach out to people on LinkedIn and try to create connections inside the industry that he wants to positively affect. I told him, don't try to sell anything. Pose a question as to what their three biggest needs or questions are today with respect to insurance for their business. Tell them you're new. Tell them that you're learning. You're trying to find how to best serve people. That's how you can create some meaningful connection with people on social media. They don't want your cold pitch, but they do like being empowered to help you learn your craft and subsequently grow your business eventually. They like the thought of being able to help you. They will also tell you what those pain points are. They will tell you if there are no pain points. I've seen that as well. But it's an organic way to grow your network, grow your list, grow your audience, get the information that you need for those long tail phrases. Then you can begin to research the answers and put the content together so that you can publish and subsequently use it to earn their business. Once you've created the content around those things that they gave you, you can go back to them and say, hey, this is what I found. This is what I put together. Does this help you? Does this make sense? Do you understand this? You're now having a conversation. You're getting to know them better and you're providing them knowledge and showing that you are subject matter expert. It's also going to power your results online, and you're going to get way more bang for the buck. One of the things we're going to talk about later this week is in that recycling mechanism. How do I get more bang for the buck on this content I'm producing? That's an excellent way for you to grow your network, your audience, your content base, and affect things inside that industry. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you need help figuring out what to create content about, how to organically grow your network, your list, your audience, and how to affect those search engine results, those AI search tool results, go to SprockOps.com, hit the contact form, let me know how we can have a conversation so I can help you grow your business as we get ready to move into 2025. I'll see you here tomorrow on the porch.